Well, boys and girls, and mums and dads, and probably grannies and grandas as well, if you're watching in, I wonder what it's like to be lost. It's not nice to be lost. You get afraid. You wonder what can happen. You wonder why. What did you do wrong? The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God, he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And when the Lord Jesus began to speak to people, and he began to tell them that they were lost, some of them were not happy. How can an adult be lost? Well, you see, they were lost because they're away from God, away from their heavenly Father. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he wanted to make it simple so as they would understand what it is to be lost. So he tells us some parables. Now, what's a parable? A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, something that we can really understand. And I saw this the other day. I was out working on a farm, and I heard a noise, and I looked round, and down the main road, there was a lamb. It had got out of some of the fields, and it was lost. A van came down and chased it away on down the road, and it was lost. So I went and told the farmer. The farmer came out, and they got it and caught it and put it back in the field. And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us a story, a parable about a lost sheep. This man in the Bible, it says in Luke 15, had 100 sheep. My, every day he would take them out. And in the eastern countries, they would take them a walk, a daily walk, and they would get them grass and fresh water. Remember Psalm 23, how the Lord leads us, guides us. And so our Heavenly Father wants to do that with you and I. And they would take the sheep and he would feed them and care for them and protect them. And then at night he would bring them back into the sheepfold. Ah, this night he brings them all back and he begins to count. And there's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80. Imagine counting up to 100 sheep. Ah, wait a minute, 90. He knows there's something wrong. 95, 96, 7, 8. There's one missing. Oh, well, I'll just go home and go to bed. No, indeed, he didn't. He said, I've got to go. And he goes and he searches diligently. The Bible tells us he searched and he would go back down the paths that they had walked and he would call and he would shout. And you see, in those days, they knew all their sheep by name. And he called, really determined that he would have to find that sheep. And so he did. I can hear him. Watch them, listen, wonder is there a cry from the sheep caught maybe in the hedge or the thorns. He comes along and it tells us that he lifted the sheep, took away all the thorns and got a hold. What had happened? You see, this little sheep had wandered away quietly from the rest. Maybe it saw a nice piece of grass, something nice, and got away from the rest and got lost. Never realized the danger it was in. But oh my, the shepherd was delighted. He was so happy. He lifts the sheep and my, he's just absolutely excited that he could find his little lost sheep. But you say, well, sure, you had 99. Why? You see, God worries about one. He loves the individual person, the individual boy and girl, the individual sheep, as he would call. And so the shepherd, he gets the sheep and he takes it back home, and it tells us there that he called his neighbors and he said, rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep which was lost. And the Lord Jesus Christ says something. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And so if a sheep is found, if a boy or girl comes to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, what a joy there is in heaven. So that was 100 sheep. He goes on to tell them another story. And this time he tells them about a coin. Oh, a coin. Yeah, a silver coin. When they got married in those countries, the ladies would have coins and they would wear them on their forehead like a wedding ring. 10 coins the lady would have. And she would get up in the morning and she'd put the coins in her head and she'd go about her daily duties. Then she would count them sometime. Maybe she would stop for a wee cup of coffee or a wee drink of juice. And there's one missing. She takes it off and she looks, oh, I've lost one. I wonder where it is. And she looks around the house, but she can't find it. And those times they didn't have lovely big windows like you have and electric light. So she said, I better find this coin. Oh, it's so precious to me. It's so valuable. I got to get it. And so she lights a candle. She gets the brush. And she said, I'll start in this corner and I'll go right through the house until I find it. Until I find it. And so she searches for her coin. And she searches and she sweeps. And then what does she see? There over in the corner, there's something shining. What do you think it is, boys and girls? It's the coin she lost. And she runs over and she bows down and she's so happy because she has found the coin that she lost. And she runs out into the street then. Oh, she gets it and she cleans the dust off and she puts it back where it's supposed to be on her forehead. And she runs out into the street and says there that she called her neighbors. And she says, rejoice with me, I have found the piece which I had lost. The lost coin. And then the Lord Jesus says, likewise I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. When a mommy or daddy or a boy or girl comes to know Jesus as their Savior, there's joy in heaven. Goes through the courts of heaven. My, there's joy in church, isn't there? There's joy in your home, there's joy in your life, but there's joy in heaven. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, he tells a third story. This is one I like. It's about a boy. It's about a son. It tells us there was two sons. Yeah, two sons in the home with their father. And, well, they had their daily duties to do. They had their daily work to do. They had work to get on with, the cattle to feed, the sheep to look after, the animals, and all the work that had to be done. You see, our Heavenly Father gives us a portion in this world of work to do. We have to earn our living. And he wants to be our Heavenly Father that he can guide us and instruct us day by day because he loves us and he's kind. But this boy, he got tired of home. He got tired of the father's instructions. He said, I'd love to leave home. I'd love to leave home and go away to some foreign country. I'd love to go away to somewhere to see the world. So he goes to his father one day. Oh, he had it planned out, yeah. He had thought about it a long time. He'd be out work during the day and he would plan what he would do. And if I could get enough money and if I had money, I'd be happy. If I had friends, if I had... He thought that would make him happy. Goes to his dad one day and he says, hey, father, give me. Now, boys and girls, you don't ask daddy or mommy things like that. You just don't say, give me. You say, please, can I have? Is it possible? Would you... Do you think it's... And so... But he was cheeky, wasn't he? He said, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. So what he was meaning was, if you were dead, Dad, I would get a portion of the farm, the business, your money. My older brother, he would, according to the Jewish law, would get two portions. Give me my portion now. I'm leaving home. So the father in his kindness gave him his portion. And he headed off eventually. And it tells us he just didn't go down into Coleraine. He just didn't go down into Limavady or Londonderry. He went to a far country. As far away as he could get, he went to a far country. And there he gathered all together. What did he mean? He got all his money together, maybe a nice bank account in the Santander or somewhere. And he headed off as far as he could get and got to the far country. And he began to spend his money. I'm sure the first thing he would do would be get some nice modern clothes. Designer wear. Yeah, it's nice to have clothes, nice clothes. And then he would, yes. He noticed because he had some money, he soon got some friends. And his friends would gather around him and, well, if you have plenty of money, you can have friends, isn't that right? And so his money was drawing the wrong type of friends. He spent his money. He got some nice clothes. Oh, they'd go out for a meal together, but his friends didn't always pay. And so there he was in the... for a while, let me tell you, boys and girls and mums and daddy had a great time. He enjoyed himself for quite a while. Then one day I see him putting his hand in his pocket, but there's no money left. Oh, don't worry, I have some money under the mattress. So he goes and he goes under the mattress. Oh dear, that wee bag of money's empty. Oh well, I'll put the card in the hole in the wall. Puts the card in the hole in the wall and it pops back out. There's no money left. I'll ask some of my friends and they'll understand. I can see him going round to his friends and saying, look, I've no money. Oh, that's okay. We can do without you. What's he going to do? He's no money, he's no friends, he's no one to help him. I know what I'll do, he says. I'll work my way out of my problems. And isn't that like many? They find they've got difficulties and problems. I'll work my way out of it. I'll show them that I'm able to get out of this problem. So he goes around and he tries one farm, he tries one shop, he tries a business. No work. It says there's a famine in the land. Work's scarce, money's difficult. Eventually this man says, yes, son, I'll give you a job. There's pigs down in the bottom field there. Go ahead down and you can look after the pigs and feed the pigs and be a servant. Here's a son becoming a servant in a far country. He feeds the pigs. His designer clothes has got holes and they're dirty and he's smelly. He's not the boy he once was in his father's house. He's so hungry he would nearly eat the pigs' food. The pigs in those countries didn't eat nice meal like what they get here. He's sitting watching the pigs eating and he thinks of home. He says, there back at home, even the poorest servant has plenty to eat. After the dinner's over, there's more food left on the table than if I could only get the leftovers. Then he thinks, I should go home. I'm sure he thought, I wonder what Dad will say if I go home. I wonder what the neighbors will think if I go home. I've no money, I've spent it all. I've wasted everything. As many as a person, you know, and they think about being saved, but they do nothing about it. As many as a person, and they've got themselves into problems, and they never turn to the Lord. But here's a man, and he's in the far country, and he says, look, I've got to do. And eventually, he gets up. I can see him getting up. He dusts himself down. He chases the old pig to the one side. He goes down to the fence. He jumps the fence, and he heads for home. He makes his way up the road. Now, it's a far country, and it would take him time to get home. He has to go back all the journey that he came. And he's thinking to himself, what am I going to say? I know what I'll say. I'll say to my dad, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. Verse 19 says, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of the hired servants. If I was only a hired servant, I would have food to eat, I'd have clothes to wear, I'd have a bed to sleep in, I'd be comfortable. Oh, and I've sinned against God, against my dad, sinned against myself. And he's getting closer to home. And it tells us that his father saw him. His father saw him. What does it mean? I believe the father would get up in the morning and he'd get himself dressed, get some breakfast and go out to see how the men were working. And he would take a wee look down the lane, maybe take a walk to the end of the lane or down the road a wee bit. Wonder would the boy come home today? No, he's not today. Maybe at night whenever the work's finished, he'd take a wee walk down the road and say, I remember him going down the road. Wonder would he come back tonight? This day he goes down the lane for a walk and he sees in the districts in the distance, he knows the shape, it's his boy. And the father runs. And he meets him. And the son says, Father, look, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Stop, stop. By this time, some of the servants had seen the father running down the road. What's going on? And so they come down too. And there's the young son standing, dirty, smelling of pigs. His nice designer clothes, they're wasted. The father says, stop. Look, one of your servants, get a robe to put on. Get the best robe. Get the robe that he should be wearing, the son's robe. Get a ring for his finger or his hand. He's my... Get shoes on those feet. Servants would go about in their bare feet, but the son would always wear shoes. And look, you go and kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. We're going to have steak, sirloin. We're going to have a party. Why? Because this, my son, I thought you were dead, but you're alive. Oh, let's eat and be merry. What does it really say? Let's eat and be merry, for this, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost. See the word lost? And is found. And they began to be merry. Oh my, tell me, are you lost? You say, oh no, I'm not lost. I'm quite comfortable. But concerning your heavenly father, the prodigal son, that boy was lost in a far country. That little sheep was lost not that terribly far from home. Yeah. And the piece of silver, it was lost at home. You could be sitting at home tonight. You could be very close, but you're lost. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Oh my, what a welcome that boy got from his father. Oh, the joy, oh, the delight of coming home to his dad, to the family. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he came into the world to save sinners. Your old sinful heart might be cleansed, made clean. The Lord Jesus wants to forgive you. He wants to make you clean. He came into the world. What did we say at the very start? The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call in the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's wonderful that. You don't have to come to church to become a Christian and know Jesus as your Savior. You can do that at home. You could do it where you are now. You could do it at the side of their bed and ask, that's where I was saved. Just there at the side of my bed. Lord Jesus, save me. Forgive me. Be my Savior. Be my shepherd. Be my friend. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Your help and presence. We thank Thee for Thy word, the simplicity that we are lost, but we can be found. We thank Thee that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. O God, may we cry out to Thee like that little sheep. May we cry out for salvation and forgiveness. May we come to Thee and say, O Father, I have sinned against heaven and before Thee in Thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called Thy son. O God, come. Answer prayer, we pray of Thee, in Jesus' name. Amen.